Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Simon Bonifant. Many times, blind and visually impaired people need a quick and easy way to access scanning and reading functions. Information needs to be accurate, fast, and increase productivity. With the ProSAR 3 from ProSAR Technologies, users can do all this and more. Easily take printed pictures using a camera mounted on one's glasses or a finger with a ring. Get detailed information about the picture through advanced AI descriptions and write text using the built-in microphone to create voice notes. Join me from the 2024 NFB National Convention as I speak with Mariano Lescano as well as Manuel Diaz Ferraido from ProSAR Technologies about their incredible device. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy my chat with ProSAR Technologies. Hello, everyone. I am Simon Bonifant here, and I am live from the convention, and I'm here today speaking with folks from ProSAR Technologies. I'm speaking with Mariano Lescano and Manuel Diaz Ferraido. Great, thank you. How are you both doing?
Fine, great. This is a great experience for us.
Great. And it's our first time in USA.
Yeah. Oh, wow, wonderful. Wow, what do you think of the convention so far?
I think it's great. It's the first time here in USA, and we find a lot of devices, a lot of technology
that we didn't know. A lot of people, and we are surprised with the tools and independently that the people has.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, just to let the listeners know, you are from Argentina.
Right? Yes, both are from.
Great. And we can get into your journey in a little bit.
Okay.
But for now, why don't you tell us, for those who are unfamiliar with ProSAR Technologies, what do you do and what are you exhibiting here at the convention?
Today, for this convention, we presented ProSAR 3. It's our last product. It's our first full product. We started the company around 8 years ago. ProSAR 3 is the last product. It's a portable device. It's like a cell phone, and it's very useful to read any kind of text. You can acquire the image in three ways with the portable scanner, and you can, it's recommended to read a book, for example. A camera, you can attach in your glasses or put in a ring and point to the information that you want to read, and the device listen for you. And another option is you can connect a pen drive or link your Google Drive account or Dropbox account. You can connect a keyboard to write and edit documents. And in the last update, we added AI tools like ChatGPT. It's inside the device in this version. And a real-time translator, image description, a tool for students that you can upload an interbook and ask questions for the device, and the device answer for you.
Ah, very good. So it sounds like it would seamlessly be integrated with the workflow that if you're already using the device for your personal files, you can then have that integrated into the AI features.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Can you do a physical description of the device?
Okay.
Because it's a bit interesting the way you have it laid out here.
Try. The device, it has the shape of a smartphone, but it is not a smartphone. It's an independent device. In the right side, it has a touch screen. In the right side of the device, you have the up and down keys, the left and right keys, and the play key. In the left side of the screen, you have the exit button, the options button, and a summarize button that have some special functions. Then you have a status button or key, and the system options and power off button.
Okay. So the screen is the way that people can see what's on the screen, but then the buttons are the way you actually operate the device.
It has a overlay. You can touch, you can identify where the keys or the button are in the screen.
Right.
If you want, I can do list the different functions. And
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go through a little bit.
Through the adapted portable use of a scanner.
It's reading.
Main menu. Use down and up keys to open functions list.
As you listen, the device always say what did you have to do to use it. Now in the main menu, pressing the down button.
Continue reading or processing.
And listen the function. The first one is continue. It works for if you leave a book in the page 17, you can continue reading in this page.
Explore Library.
Explore Library allows you to access to the internal memory of the device. You can create folders, you can move, copy files in different folders, you can access all the files you have in the device. It reads all the most popular formats like PDF, EPUB, DAISY books, Word documents, audiobooks.
Scanner.
Let me activate the functions of the scanner.
Import files.
I can connect a pen drive to the USB-C port or link the device to a Google account drive to access to the files.
Camera.
The camera function, activate the function of the camera.
Text editor.
I don't know if you say, but the device has a text editor that you can link to a Bluetooth keyboard and use the device like a text editor. It works like JAWS.
Mm-hmm. Voice notes.
You can add voice notes to the device using the microphone.
Artificial intelligence functions.
And AI functions.
Oh, very good.
This is the main functions of the device. If you want, I can do use some one.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that it has a file explorer to where you can navigate your files.
Yeah.
So it has internal memory?
Yes.
Okay.
How much does
it have?
32 gigabytes.
Okay. So how would you get a file that you have somewhere else onto the device?
One, you can save the files that you're reading. If you're reading, for instance, you scan a page of the book or the entire book,
you can
save the file into the internal memory.
Yeah.
You can import file from a pen drive or the Google Drive account.
Oh, okay. So it has a USB.
Yes, a USB-C port.
Exactly. Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, why don't you go through scanning something? If you have something here, we can scan and we can see how it reads it. For a person to know how to scan it, how would they do that? How do you take something and know where to scan it?
Yes, when the scanner is like, I can't, lo digo en castellano, pero I don't know how to explain. It's like
a long, slim, almost like the length of a ruler, like a 12-inch ruler.
Yeah.
Like
1 foot. Okay. I can move the scanner up, down, up, left to right, right to left, it's the same.
So is the scanner an accessory? Or
yes,
is it attached
it's
to
included
it?
With
yes,
the device.
Yes, it's an accessory included.
So you connect it by a cable?
Yes, it's
wired.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start the scan. The scan emits sounds to know what are you doing. When I feel the end of the book, I can stop scanning. And I will connect to the device now.
Oh, so you scan it before you connect?
Yes.
Yeah, you can process a lot of pages together.
Oh, yes.
After connect the device and process all together.
I can scan before the entire book.
Okay.
Scanner functions. Use down and up keys to select an option. Read last pages. Getting image. Age text detected. Processing image. Page 1.
3 Viva La Florida and the First Thanksgiving. L-O-W of Florida, meaning Feast of the Flower, is the beautiful Spanish name / given to the peninsula and a large portion.
Well, once the device is reading, I can navigate the text by sentences, by paragraphs, by pages, if it has more than one. I can spell the words. I can save the document. You can create summaries. You can detect tables and navigate the tables by row, by columns, by cells.
Ah, wonderful. So where would you go to view and select those options?
Okay, I need to press the options button.
Reading options. Use down and up save file. Go to page or mark. Mark page.
I can mark page.
Touch voice note. Edit document. Export document to Word document.
I can export the document to another formats like Word, PDF, or audio files. That's more or less what the device
does. And you mentioned an option for editing document. Is that where you would connect keyboard and you can actually view the text?
Yeah, exactly. When I connect the keyboard, but I don't have it. I have the speaker connect now. I can see the text in the screen of the device, and I can edit the text that is reading now.
Oh, and then you can resave it.
Yes, you can resave it.
All the commands are similar to JAWS.
Yes. The shortcuts of the keyboard is like JAWS.
Okay, right. So why don't you take that file and save it for us and show how you navigate to it, if you
okay,
can.
Do you want to okay.
The document. Attach voice note. Mark page. Go to page or mark. Save file. Select folder. Library.
I select the destiny of the file. I can, in this case, I'm going to save in the library.
Folder selected. You want to name the document? Record name.
When I save the document, I can save the document writing with the keyboard, writing with the browser, or by recording the name with my voice.
That's
I'm going
great.
To do that.
Okay.
Testing.
The document has been saved with a name.
Testing.
Ah, very nice. So when you go to your folder,
yes, I will show you now.
Play that. Is that how that works? Or?
Main menu.
I came back to the main menu. I'm going to the library
left.
Now.
Continue reading. Explore library. Library. Use down and up keys to select files and left and right keys to select folders.
Testing. And there's a file that I just saved.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, what if you took that onto your USB drive? How would it handle
it's this,
that?
It's the same navigation that the library. You can navigate by folders, subfolders, or files.
Okay.
Up and down files, left and right folders.
Oh, wonderful.
This barking that you listen is when the device is
low of charge.
Low battery.
Oh, okay, okay. Can you show the AI functions?
Okay, we'll try. If the device doesn't turn off.
Main menu. Use down and up keys to open functions list.
I will connect the camera to test the image description.
Yeah.
Continue settings. Light sensor. Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. Describe images. Press play, volume up, or use a voice command to take picture. 3, 2, 1.
Person standing in front of a table. The image depicts a person standing in front of a table with bottles and a tablecloth on it, while there are close-ups of the person's face and a bed. The person is standing in front of a brown wall and there are blurry images of a black object and a person's head. In addition, there is a table with a purple cloth and a close-up of a blue and white blanket.
Oh, great. So can you describe how did you point the camera with your finger?
Right? Yes, the camera can be attached to your glasses or to your finger with a ring.
Yeah.
And you just have to point with the finger.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that when you were showing me this. Very, very innovative because it really does get you a precise measurement of where you're trying to point the camera. And I think for people that are blind or visually impaired, that must have been part of your design as you were thinking about this. I would think so, right? Especially because, like for me, I don't know how to point a camera traditionally, yeah. Unless it was something like this where I would be able to and it would be simplistic for me to aim correctly.
Great. Yeah.
For us, I'm sorry, the most important in Argentina when we work in the new updates on new devices is the opinion of the people and the user.
Yeah.
We learn about that and after we develop the tools based on the people.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. I know that you mentioned you started your company about 8 years ago.
Yes.
And you are working together on this. I know you both have titles in the company. Can you talk about that? And how did this come to be?
Yes.
We met in the university. In Argentina, the best universities are free for the people. And we thought that a way to return to the society, the education that we receive is doing a product that helps people. And for this reason, we contacted with a lot of organizations, the blind people, and they give the main ideas for the first prototype. And after that, we financed the product with a crowdfunding campaign. And all the people help us. And after that, we started the company and sell the device. This is our fourth device. The last year, we closed a deal with the Argentinian government. and the government give for free for the students around 600 devices, and they improve a lot of the quality of education of these students. The most important, and I repeat always, is the ideas are the people, the users, the fathers, the community. We are just the developers of that.
Yeah. And did you know any blind people before you started this project?
Not really.
Not really.
We started our first meeting was in the Unión Cordobeses Ciegos, the blind Cordobian organization, and it is the first time for us.
Yes. Wow, that must have been quite an education for you then to get a crash course into all the products and all the devices that were out there and to see how you could expand on the needs that were in the field, in the blindness community. I know that in the U.S., as you know from here at the convention, we have a lot of tools and a lot of resources. What are things like for the blind and visually impaired community in Argentina?
I think here the blind community has more tools, more resources.
More independently.
We can see how they move with more independence. Of course, there are people in Argentina that is very well trained too.
And the access to technology.
But not all. There's a problem of poverty that blind people, it's harder in Argentina. But we saw a lot of difference in this case.
For us, it was a very impressive experience because the size of the organization is big.
Yeah.
In Argentina, there are a lot of small organizations.
Yes.
And see that for us, it was very impressive.
Yeah. Well, what a gift that you were able to link up with the Argentinian government to get these devices in the hands of many people. That's great.
Yes, the last director of the agency, Agencia Nacional de Discapacidad, he is blind. For this reason, he met us and he tried to propose this idea, and for lucky, and we have lucky, and they implement this social politics. Hmm.
So you're currently looking to expand in the U.S.? Is that?
It's our dream. Yeah, we are here for this reason. I appreciate your invitation. It's okay. Because it's difficult for us, came from Argentina and our first step in USA, and all the opportunities that we have to explain our device are very good for us.
Yeah, so you're looking for feedback.
Yes, yeah. It's very important because we met our culture, but in another country it's important to know the opportunities and is our tool is useful for the blind people here.
Yeah, well, I can tell that I like the voice, I like the quality. I know you're plugged up to a speaker right now.
Yeah.
Is that correct with this device here?
Yes.
But I know there's one a little bit to the left, and I'm sure the listeners can hear that barking. It sounds like you need charge. Yeah, you can turn it up there, right? That's a nice little creative feature there. Yeah. So I could tell that it was very nice reading. I like the voice for the menus. I like the voice for the reading. I think it's got a very nice set of features. It's very compact. And I like that you can use your glasses. You can use the camera. It's something that you don't have to have a lot of additional accessories. It seems to be compact and working well with things that are already in place that you've been able to expand upon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, thank you.
That's very good. So you're collecting feedback now. If folks wanted to get in touch with you to give feedback, how are you going to be doing that now and in the future?
The first day, I feel a lot of afraid. But after that, we met the people. It was very, very good feedback. For us, the language is a problem because I don't speak English. And for me, it's hard to explain my ideas and the product in another language.
Yeah.
But all the people was very, very nice with us, take patience with our explanations. And I leave the convention very, very happy. Very happy because we receive a lot of good feedback.
Great.
And all the time we need and we want to improve our device. And,
yeah.
the treaties are good always.
And we were talking with another companies to
work together.
And yeah, it was great.
Great. Well, if folks wanted to contact you, how would they do that? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's difficult for me to spell, if you can help me. www.procertecnologias.com.
We need to add in English.
In English.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Procertechnologies.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it was great speaking with you both.
No.
Thank you very much, Mariano and Manuel. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best in this device, and I can't wait to see where it goes in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
I'd like to thank Mariano and Manuel for taking the time to conduct this interview, and I'd like to thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit the show notes where you can find all the links mentioned. And if you'd like to contact me directly, send me an email. I can be reached at sbonafant2@gmail.com. That's sbonafant2@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
For more podcasts with the Blindness Perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com and subscribe to the Blind Abilities Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. That's two words, Blind Abilities. Our email address is info@blindabilities.com. And you can reach us at 612-367-6093. That's 612-367-6093. Give us some feedback, some suggestions. Let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another Blind Abilities iPhone 101 demonstration. Today, we'll take a quick walk through the audio messages feature in iOS. The first thing we want to do is double check some of our settings. So I'll first go to Hey Siri, open messages settings.
On it. Opening settings for messages.
Settings. Okay, Siri has opened our settings app and gone to our messages screen. If you choose to do it in a different way, you can press and hold your home button until you hear the bell. Or if you have a later version of iPhone, you can press and hold the side button, the power button. And when you hear the bell, just ask to open the messages settings. And here I am now. So we won't linger on the first several settings because they're basic iMessage settings. But what we want to do is go down to the audio messages feature and see what kind of settings we have there. Let's jump down there now.
Audio messages heading.
There's our audio messages heading, and that's about two-thirds of the way down the screen. If you want to explore by touch to get there or flick to the right, it's about two-thirds of the way down. So let's explore these settings.
Expire after 1 year button.
Here, VoiceOver tells us that these audio messages will expire, meaning they will be deleted automatically after a 1 year period. There are other choices. Let's take a quick look. I'll double tap here with one finger.
After 2 minutes.
Our first choice is to have them deleted after 2 minutes.
Selected after 1 year.
And I have selected the 1 year option.
When you send or listen to an audio message, it will automatically be removed from your conversation history after 1 year.
This is an effort to save some storage space on our iPhones. But I like to keep mine around just in case, so I'll keep mine selected after 1 year.
Messages, back button.
Now I'll go back and see what's next.
Raise to listen, on. Raise to listen allows you to quickly listen and reply to incoming audio messages by raising the phone to your ear.
This is pretty self-explanatory. If you raise to listen, then the message will automatically play, and we'll show you that in a moment.
Low quality image mode, on. When this is on, images sent will be lower quality.
Since I'm blind, the quality of the images is not that important to me, so I have low quality image mode turned on.
About business chat and privacy, link.
And there's more about privacy if you want to explore a little more. So let's go back.
Settings, back button.
We'll get out of settings.
Settings.
Now let's jump into our messages app. Hey Siri, open messages app.
Messages, edit, button.
Let's pick a worthy culprit. I'm going to go to a buddy of mine, Dave.
Dave. One audio message, yesterday.
Actually, we played with audio messages yesterday, so it sounds like there's one in there we can listen to just to get our feet wet.
Messages. Dave Dominic. Audio message. 10:12 a.m. 16 seconds. Button. Actions available.
First of all, let's walk through these elements. There's the audio message, but let's flick to the right.
Speaker. On. Button.
This is a button, an on-off switch, which will allow you to listen to audio messages either with the speaker on or not on. Probably would depend on your environment. Let's flick to the right.
Raise to talk. Heading level 2. Actions available.
Here's the equivalent to what we saw on our messages settings screen, which was a raise to listen button. This one is a raise to talk button. So when you raise the phone to your ear, you'll hear kind of a little ding. That means that the iPhone is in record mode and you can immediately start your recording of your audio message. And flicking to the right.
Camera, button, apps, hidden, button, message, iMessage, text field, actions available.
Now there's our normal iMessage text field. Flicking to the right.
Record audio button.
And here's our record audio button. So let's go back and listen to Dave's message and see what he has to say.
Dave. One audio message, yesterday, button, actions available.
I'll do a single finger double tap and let's listen.
Hey Pete, thanks for that. I didn't realize the race to talk setting was in there. I went to messages and turned it on. I almost think I just prefer to do it manually though, so I'll probably turn it back off. But anyway, have a good day.
And there we heard Dave's opinion on the Raise to Talk feature. Sometimes it is inconvenient where you have to actually pull the phone up to your head and speak directly into the microphone when it's at your ear. And the alternative would be to use a single finger double tap and hold to trigger the microphone, which we'll do right now. Let's go on down to the
Record Audio button.
Record Audio button. And I will now perform a single finger double tap and hold to initiate the microphone. And when I release my finger, the recording will stop and I'll have some options, which we'll explore at that point. So, single finger, double tap, and hold. Hey, Dave, Pete again, demonstrating the audio messages feature in the iOS Messages app, and I'm using the single finger, double tap, and hold gesture to trigger the microphone. Thanks for playing along, and have a great day, buddy.
Send button, play button.
Okay, now if we flick to the left from the play button,
send button,
we have our send button, which I'll go ahead and do now with a simple single finger, double tap.
Send.
Now let's go in and listen to my last message and confirm that it was sent, and we'll hear what Dave hears when he taps on it on his end of the conversation. Another single finger double tap to listen. Hey Dave, Pete again, demonstrating the audio messages feature in the iOS Messages app, and I'm using the single finger double tap and hold gesture to trigger the microphone. Thanks for playing along, and have a great day, buddy. Now let's double check the raise to talk, and I will now raise the phone to my ear. Hey Dave, Pete here. I'm testing the Raise to Talk feature to send an audio message within the iOS Messages app. Thanks a lot for working with me on this and have a good day.
Back button.
And I lowered the phone and you heard the ding. Now let's go down and listen.
Send button.
Now, oddly enough, we don't have a play button as we had with our previous message. I'll have trust in iOS and do a single finger double tap to send it.
Send record audio button.
Now we'll go back and listen and see what Dave hears.
Your iMessage audio message 9:26 a.m. button actions available.
And I'll do a single finger double tap. Hey Dave, Pete here. I'm testing the Raise to Talk feature to send an audio message within the iOS Messages app. Thanks a lot for working with me on this and have a good day. So there we go. Just a couple of quick points I want to make before we close out. First of all, there's another simple way to send an audio message using iOS Messages app. As I demonstrated in our Hey Siri iPhone 101 demonstration, you can ask Siri to take care of the whole shoot and match. Hey Siri.
Good morning, Pete. How can I help?
Send audio message to Jeff Thompson.
Okay, recording.
Hello, Jeffrey. It's Friday morning, and I'm just checking in with you. How is everything going?
Great. Send it to Jeff Thompson?
Yes.
Okay, it's sent.
And finally, keep in mind that there is a time limit on the length of the audio message that you can record in your Messages app. That limit is 2.5 minutes. So don't get too long-winded, or iOS will cut you off. That's a quick walkthrough. It's actually a run. It's a race through the audio messages feature in iOS. Very simple and very convenient. Hope you got something out of this. And as usual, thanks so much for listening and have a great day.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.